This is an awesome way to start the morning. There's been about 20 airplanes scramble out of Hill Air Force Base doing maneuvers. Okay, so I haven't done a lot on this today, but I got a ride home from work from Teresa and Joey, and I wanted to let them say hi.
Hi, Marn.
Hi, Marnie.
Love you.
They want to see Jolie when you get back, so you have an appointment at the health department. Okay, I'll get back to this a little bit later. So, I haven't been very good at this boo today, but... Westry, you want to say hi to Mama?
Mama,
where's Mama? Westry is saying bye to his water, and it's going bye-bye. He had a bath. We had quesadillas and chicken noodle soup for dinner. And Mr. Westry has been playing ball with me. Kristen blew up the beach ball, and they've been playing with that all day, and he wanted to play with me when he got home. He was throwing it up in the air and tossing it around in the front room. And then he kept throwing it up on the kitchen table, so we had to take it away. And I came upstairs to plug my phone in, and the next thing I know, I woke up and Kristen was saying, "Could you watch Westry for a minute?" I was like, yeah. So he's in a bathtub, and now he's going to go get in bed. He doesn't know that part yet. He's having fun studying the plug. He is a good boy, and he loves his mama. When we got to put him in the tub, he said, "Where's Mama?" So he's definitely missing you, and it's so cool that it's only 2 days away till I'll see you. Gonna fly home with you, and I just can't wait to spend time with Marnie. I forget that this is for everybody and not just Marnie. Today I went to the doctor, and they looked at my headaches, and they were switching up my medication for the hole in my heart to one that will suffice that purpose, and it will also help with the cluster headaches that I get. So I did that, and he looked at an old diagnosis of sleep apnea, and he thinks that I should go. You're loud. He thinks I should go to the hospital and get studied for that. So that's how that trip to the doctor went. He prescribed a prescription for oxygen, which when you get a headache, you're supposed to put a mask over your face. And it's 12 liters of oxygen per minute. And so that's an awful lot of oxygen. And evidently can be very expensive, but we'll see what insurance might cover. And if it doesn't, then I probably won't be partaking of that prescription. But it does sound interesting. He also seemed to think that that could help Marnie with her headaches as well. He said that they're experimenting a lot with the oxygen and getting a bigger dose forced to your brain when the headache starts to help alleviate it. So I think that's kind of interesting. I got home and Savoy greeted me and I fed the doggies. Savoy's sitting here looking at me and giving me puppy dog eyes. I've been petting him all day. He really seems out of sorts. He's been laying by me closer and closer the last few nights. So maybe he's thinking, I guess you'll do if I can't have my mom. Traz just lays by the side of the bed. He's jumped up a couple of nights, but he ultimately ends up on the floor. He's good to be there, which is not characteristic of Trazzy. Usually when Marnie goes out of town, he wants to lay right on the bed right next to me. So that's where that's at. Somebody is getting a little impatient, wants to get out of the tub, so I'm going to grab him. What do you got?
Subway.
You got the stars?
No.
The pink star and the blue star?
Four.
It falls?
No.
No?
This one's falling hot.
Hey, what's your name?
Hot.
What's your name? Are you Westry? You are just a noisy boy. Okay, say bye-bye, Mama. Say bye-bye, Mama. Will you say bye to Mama so I can turn it off before you give her a headache with those loud stars?
No.
Okay, bye, Mama. Are you ready to get...
Push.
Ready to get dry?
Push.
Push. Push. Are you ready to get dry and get your diaper on?
No.
We'll get all the waters off of you, okay? You're okay. Okay, let's dry on legs. Dry your little ticks. Where's your tickery toes?
My ticks.
Here, let's dry those ticks. Get your tickery toes dry. Is this your night-night?
Push bang.
Push bang?
No.
No, don't push bang.
The airplane.
The airplanes woke us up this morning, didn't they? Were they loud? Did you hear them?
No.
They woke us up, huh? How come you say no when you mean yes?
The voice from the fall. The fall. The airplane. The airplane.
The airplane. Airplanes are nice. They're going to bring Mommy and Daddy home to you. Okay. Are we ready to go night-night?
No.
Okay. Say love you, Mama.
No, I put it up.
Okay. Belly button. Get your belly button. Get your belly button.
Bubby.
Bubby? I thought I said belly button. Oh, I got Wesley's belly button. Give me that belly button. Oh, are you supposed to be seeping? Give me your belly button. Give me your belly button. Give me your belly button. You give me that belly button. Give me your belly button. I got your belly button. I got your belly button. Get your ticks. Give me your tickery toes. Oh, where's your bugs? Should we get your bugs?
I'll
get your bugs. Get this bug. Give me this bug over here. Give me this bug in this arm. Belly button. Belly button. Belly button. Belly button. Hey, Westry. Will you say I love you, Mama?
I'm Mommy.
You say I love you?
Yeah, I do.
Say goodnight, Mama.
Night-night, Mama.
You gonna cover up with your night-night?
No.
Say love you, Mama.
Bubby. Bubby.
That's a belly button, huh? Oh, get you all wound up before bed. That's a good idea, huh, Daddy?
And this little puppy.
A puppy is not a belly button. This is your belly button. Good night, buddy. Give me love.
Bubby.
Ma.
Bubby.
Give me a kiss.
Ma.
Oh, that's the phone. Give Daddy a kiss. Ma.
Ma.
Say night-night, Mama.
It's phone.
Say night-night, Mama. Love you, Mama.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to wrap this one up. It's a lot of gibberish, but I think you'll have fun listening to Mr. Duduri because he's a nice boy. He's gonna go night night.
Yay!
Good night, Mom. It's almost done. Better say night.
Yay!
Better say night night, Mom.
Mommy, it's this. Mama. I'm here.
Bye, baby.
Bye bye, baby.